Thank you, Madam Chair. We firstly would like to congratulate the Gambia for being the chair of UNSSTD, and also appreciate the inputs that were provided by the panelists this morning. They were very rich, and we really appreciate this. Madam Chair, technology foresight is not new from South Africa, as you have heard in the morning when presentations were made that there's work that has been done with South Africa on technology foresight. We recently conducted the South African foresight exercise for science, technology and innovation for 2030. This initiative aimed to investigate the future of science, technology and innovation in South Africa and the potential of STI to address ongoing societal challenges, which includes unemployment, poverty, inequality, health and education, and support the creation of inclusive and sustainable socioeconomic development. The reason for conducting the foresight study was to inform the National System of Innovation and our 10-year plan, which we call the Decadal Plan, to implement our 2019 policy, which we reviewed in 2019 to be able to implement it. While we have conducted foresight studies, systematic technology assessments have not been implemented to date. Existing technology assessments are sectoral and not institutionalized. These are particularly in the energy, biotechnology, nanotechnology, and health sectors. However, South Africa, as you have seen in the morning, is one of the beneficiary countries of the UNCTAD Technology Assessment Pilot Project, and we are happy to announce that the technology report was validated in June 2024 during a workshop organized in partnership with UNCTAD in Pretoria, South Africa, which marked the end of the project. For our implementation of the project, we adopted the TA methodology, which was presented also in the morning, that was prepared by UNCTAD to suit our national need. The main aim of the project for us was really to build technology assessment capacity, and we believe we managed to achieve that, and we are very much thankful to UNCTAD. Similarly to Seychelles and Zambia, which are the other two beneficiary countries, our technology assessment exercise focused on energy. Although at the beginning of the project, we had opted for agriculture and energy, but eventually we narrowed it down to energy. The energy technology that we assessed was on electrolyzer for green hydrogen production in South Africa. This electrolysis technology process is used in the production of hydrogen by splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen using a source of energy. Depending on the type of energy source you use, the outcome really tells you what kind of hydrogen you are going to get. If you use renewable energy sources in electrolysis process, then you will produce green hydrogen. However, if the energy source is not clean, the hydrogen produced can be gray, pink, or many other colors to demonstrate that it was not produced from renewable sources. The hydrogen is then captured and stored in fuel cells, either in liquid in the form of ammonia or compressed air and other forms to be used for different applications. In terms of the findings from the study, and this is just a snapshot, we have realized that the electrolyzer technology and green hydrogen energy sources is not well known in South Africa because it is new and not vastly diffused. It is used in few industries, for an example, in the mining for big trucks and in the rural areas where there is no electricity grid, for clinics and also schools using fuel cell storage. During the early stages of the deployment of this technology, we find that there are limited social impacts. While there is an indication that there will be major economic impacts if South Africa opt to export green hydrogen and electrolyzer technology in the future, we are finding that South Africa has geographical advantage of renewable energy sources in the form of solar and wind, more specifically from our coastline. Also, due to the availability of platinum group metals in South Africa, it is convenient to produce the proton exchange membrane electrolyzer because they use largely PGMs. The environmental impact of this technology is not coming out strongly from the study, and it is only limited to water use in the electrolysis process of splitting hydrogen from oxygen and the impact of mining on the environment. Some of the policy recommendations from this project include the need for us to institutionalize technology assessment in our government systems or policy development by establishing a technology assessment office in South Africa. Furthermore, through our interventions, the technology assessment and technology foresight are included in the African Union Technology and Innovation Strategy for Africa, which is being reviewed and it will be implemented until 2034. In terms of our specific views to the technology assessment project, we are realizing that TA in general is new to most of the developing countries, especially us from the African continent. The infusion of technology assessment in policy development process is very important because we are mostly doing technology foresight, technology needs assessment, and many other forms, whereas technology assessment evaluate perception on whether the technology being diffused is accepted or not and its implications on a social, economic and environmental level. In conclusion, Madam Chair, we are learning that technology assessment is not a simple process of data collection. It is participatory and consultative process which requires multi-stakeholder participation, including government, academia, industry, private sector, civil society, lobby groups, including women and children. I thank you very much, Madam Chair.